Happy June 25th. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Pray Every Day is in the top 1% of podcasts, not Christian podcasts in the whole wide world. And so celebrate with me. I am so excited, and I give God all the glory. This is nothing I have done. This is only Him and His doing and for His glory. So thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done in Pray Every Day. And my prayer is that more people around the world would hear this, particularly in places where the gospel is less heard. And so if you would pray with me about that, I would really appreciate that, because that's been my heart from the very beginning. You may not know this, the origin story of Pray Every Day, but it came about with this desire, this missionary heart of mine, of longing to see prayer all over the world and for people to hear about the faithfulness of God in their culture. So anyway, thank you, Jesus, for the success that's come and just wow, just doing what I've been praying, which is to get it into the earbuds of people everywhere. We are in Psalm 91 in the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, He Himself will rescue you from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. He will cover you with His feathers. You will take refuge under His wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that stalks in darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no harm will come to you. No plague will come near your tent, for He will give His angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because He has His heart set on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray that for my friend listening today. I pray you would satisfy him or her with a long life. I pray you would show salvation. And I thank you just for the hyperlink that this goes to the New Testament. Of this is one of the verses that Jesus quoted when he was being tempted, or actually, this is one of the verses that the enemy quoted to him when he was being tempted and said, "Hey, the angels will take care of you if you jump." And Jesus, knowing the verse in context, retorted with another scripture. And so as I think about that interaction with the enemy, I pray for us. I pray that we would so know the context of verses and so know your word that we would know when it's being distorted. Give us the kind of wisdom that we need to know when someone is using the word of God in an inappropriate way or is using it for their own gain or their own satisfaction. Lord, that is super important these days. As it's been hard to discern certain kinds of heresies and things like that. So Lord, I pray for that helmet of discernment, that we would know right from wrong. And even when scripture is being preached, when it is being preached wrongly. Lord, thank you for these promises. And I thank you so much. I know that this can be a really difficult psalm for people because I've done this before. I've looked back on the psalm and said, well, I did get sick and harm did come to me. And I wasn't protected when I was sexually abused as a five-year-old and all of that. And so, Lord, help us to remember that this is a general principle of you, the protection of God. But it's not a promise 100% of the time at all times. But it is, as you project forward to the new heavens and the new earth, all of these things are true. There will be a day when our tears are wiped away. There will be a time where the lion and the lamb will lay down next to each other and we won't have to worry about scorpions and serpents and lions and all of that. And so, Lord, help us to look to that new heavens and that new earth, that new idea of what's going to happen. And that, I think, helps me to persevere when I am under trial, when I haven't experienced the protection I've wanted from you, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you that you have protected us from so much. So as I look back on my life, I think, oh my gosh, wow, so much protection. So help us to rejoice in what you have done and endure what we're enduring right now, but also look to the not yet, the future of the glory that it will be. And may that cause us to endure today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast or support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting from me. These are things I sell in my Etsy shop, so there's a little bit of value there. At $25, you get not only the painting, but a secret podcast. And at $100, you get the painting, the podcast, and I place you on my prayer team. So thank you so much to all of you who are helping the podcast, and thanks to all of you who are praying. I really appreciate that. As you can imagine, there can be some spiritual warfare associated with this, with doing this podcast every single day. So I appreciate your prayers of protection.